In America, a person may be free to be who they are, but just who that is can change, sometimes several times within a single lifetime. Take the case of Lauren Winner, the 26-year-old author of Girl Meets God. It's an account of her path from her minimally religious family in North Carolina, where her father was Jewish and her mother was Christian, to New York City, where she converted to Orthodox Judaism, to England, where she became a devout evangelical Christian before returning back home to a new life in the United States.
It's a story that in certain ways is characterized by a lot of ruptures, but I see it as sort of one unfolding. And in certain ways it's quite painful, just because, you know, leaving Judaism necessarily meant leaving a lot of relationships that were quite important to me and hurting a lot of people who'd sort of invested a lot of time and energy in my Jewish formation.
Still, Lauren Winner acknowledges that her ability to change religious identities without fear for her safety, or even the necessity for shame or an apology, is part of a larger American story.
Well, I definitely think, you know, it's very characteristic, has been for most of American history, that people feel they can reinvent themselves. I mean, that's sort of the great American story. We reinvent ourselves politically, we reinvent ourselves economically, and we can also reinvent ourselves religiously. People who go to church on Sundays but do Zen meditation on Tuesday mornings or what have you. So I think in a certain way, you know, I had cultural permission to do this.
Throughout the centuries, whether through verbal persuasion, cultural pressure, or the threat of death, many Jews have converted to Christianity or Islam. But Gabrielle Arias Sanders took the opposite path. As a high-ranking evangelical minister, he felt it was his special calling to convert Jews to Christianity. Yet after years of studying the Bible in the original Hebrew, he decided to convert himself to Judaism. Mr. Sanders says this was a frightening move, given the precepts of the Christian life he had been leading.
Because I was selling eternal fire insurance. Believe in Jesus or you're going to hell. And to the worst thing that a person could ever do would be to turn away from that posture. It would be a guarantee of frying eternally, so to speak. And to embrace Judaism, of all things, of all the options in the world, and observant Judaism. Some people look at life and others like a photograph, a still image. I tend to look at life like the frame of a film. So what right now we're doing is one frame in today's film, but the film is dynamic, it's moving. Life is dynamic and moving. Life is about growth. From the cradle to the grave, we're all involved in a process of physical, emotional, intellectual, and I'd like to think spiritual growth.
Mr. Sanders says that while his personal odyssey has been mysterious and painful, as well as rewarding, his path was smoother than it might have been because he walked it in America.
One of the things that's made America strong has been the opportunity for people from various different backgrounds to create a lifestyle where they can support, sustain each other, and yet allow individuality of expression. Sometimes that expression is a community expression, and sometimes just one individual, but America can support that process through the values that are here, through the government that we have, the democratic system that's in place, even the separation of church and state, that enables us to do this kind of searching. I've been in other parts of the world where you can't do this. If you deviate from the public norm, you can get in trouble. That's not the case here. America, as it stands today, still affords the greatest and I think richest opportunity for people to grow and explore and become everything that they have the potential to be.
When Mr. Sanders was a Christian, he tried to convert others to his faith. But as an Orthodox Jew, he merely encourages people to find their own way.
Go out on a starry and take a quiet moment and look up at the universe, the physical universe, the form, the function, the design that's there, the balance, the dependency, and ask the Creator to bless your heart with a new deep sense of understanding who He is and what He is, and to lead you and to guide you. That's it. We're all trying to find our way home.
In restless, diverse America, it seems, The journey itself can be just as important as the destination. For Main Street, this is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.